degrees out for leeward. Home you had a good fireplace.
Well, it was hard keeping warm, but the great difficulty was getting off.
See, all the folks are out of commission, and we kept the boat out, but the bay was all frozen, so I couldn't use it. And these had a amphibian. Finally got me off. But that's a little dangerous, because you see the icing conditions. When they land in the water, they have to, they ice up very quickly. Actually, one of our wheels froze in, so we had to make a skid land, and we came down to step. When the water, when the air suddenly turns cold, before the water has gotten cold, gives off almost a constant fume of some sort. It's curious. It's just spirals. It's a mass of the great spirals. Sometimes they shoot up 40 or 50 feet high. Sometimes they're low, but they make the visibility extremely bad for landing in the water. So I
have some degree to eventually be flying. I don't suppose I've made my life more than a thousand miles.
Something that they've always been worried about for the last 2 years.
sure.
It's right there, and all this big sort of house.
Just step back in where I live, water myself in a pail.
Yeah.
At the
to be the kindness of that business of all that people. Possibly you can pay them a little bit in a tax structure sometimes. Now that's the kind of thing. I like it. I like it small. But by golly, if the only way you're doing it is just to turn over a say to the government, I say maybe we come to the end of the
year. Let's see, I'm playing a grassroots. I'm giving the opening to the Foot Academy here next week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to analyze this very point that you're talking about. I think the heart of it is, you talk about era, but I'm saying there that it seemed as though we reached the end of the era, of course, beginning of this century. In the sense that up until that time, it had been able to develop increasing richness and a very large distribution of richness. Primary reliance on some voluntary willingness of people to assume social responsibility. Then we seemed a combination being hit us all at once. In the first place, we became much more materialistic, I think. The individual was thinking more about amassing personal wealth and not to achieve their form. We looked upon it more as a personal purpose. Society got complex in their population, and still up and get more urban population. Science made everything more complicated. And you had the effects of the World War, World Depression, and the Second World War. And the combination of all those things has brought about a general feeling in the world, which is, I think, the characteristic development of the 20th century. Whereas the 19th century, the characteristic development was liberty and freedom, which you could do in that way. And the feeling was that you couldn't really do these things much more. We reached it whenever a rope hole we could do through liberty and freedom. And people had to work collectively pretty much under government direction. Now, I can't believe that is the sound permanent way to go, because in the first place it is a conclusion which is utterly incompatible with at least a Christian belief in the nature of man.
Now,
you started out, a lot of people started out in this country primarily with a belief in the nature of man, that there was a God that he created man and endowed him with unalienable rights. Give him a moral law for his guidance, and that under proper conditions, if he gave men their rights, they would be guided by this moral law. Man-made law, man-made institutions were designed to protect these individual rights and to codify the moral law. They had no moral sanction. Now, I think there got to be, obviously, a greater limitation on liberty and freedom than was the case when we had a more primitive society. But to accept the result that the possibility that this freedom and the moral law are exhausted, it seems to me it will lead you inevitably to the communist thesis, which is the logical application of it. Which is you with the nature of man. I view that man only lives for the benefit of society, that the individual personality is itself no value or importance. That anybody who is, as they call it, antisocial or doesn't conform to what is prescribed for the society is ruthlessly eliminated and eradicated. And in the last analysis, the best form of society is one which assimilates